The elders thought that since I'm here, I might as well get up and do announcements today. So here I am. It is great to be back. We've had a great last few days, and it's going to be hard to leave tomorrow. But like I said, we are so happy to be here. If you want to turn into your bulletins for the announcements this morning, I was told I had to do it the same way as always. First of all, an update. At the congregational meeting last Wednesday, members voted to hire Derek and his wife Kelly. Well, Derek. And his wife Kelly to come, and they accepted the calling later that week. They're excited to become part of this church ministry in the community. And I can say that this is an answer to prayer for me. I've been praying very, very much after we left that you know the church would find someone, and I am super excited. And we actually found out that we have mutual friends, and so the connections there are actually kind of crazy. But that is one. Also, beginning mid to late August, we will need a custodian for the church. Position will be 25 to 30 hours per month. For information, you can contact any of the deacons, and there's a list of the deacons there. Tonight at 6, there will be youth group, 7th through 12th grade. And then on Tuesday, the 21st, 7 p.m., there will be a CE board meeting. Are there any other announcements that need to be made at this time? Dale. Yeah, Susan Bauer saying thank you to everyone for the funeral on Monday, and just continue to pray for her as this is a big transition, but definitely a big thank you. And I want to say while I'm up here, to thank you again for praying for my for us with my grandma passing away. The funeral will be this coming Saturday. My older brother and I will be performing the service. So, any other announcements? Okay. Our call to worship will be in Revelation 5, verses 9 through 12. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God, from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom and a priest to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." Then I looked and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing."
If you'd stand this morning and join in singing hymn number 76. We don't have quite 1,000 voices, so everybody's going to have to sound like they're 10 people each. Well, maybe 7 or 8. Oh, for 1,000 tongues.
Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. Jesus, the name that charms our fears, that bids our sorrows cease. 'Tis music in the sinner's ears, 'tis life and death and peace. He breaks the power of canceled sin, He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean, His blood availed for me. Hear Him, ye deaf, His praise, ye dumb, your loosened tongues employ. Ye blind, behold your Savior come, and leap, ye lame, for joy. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad the honors of thy name.
Thank you. Please be seated.
This morning we do have the wonderful privilege of seeing three of our teenagers getting baptized and thinking of the passages that God puts within Scripture about baptism. I'm going to read from Romans chapter 6. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. I'm going to ask Pastor Andrew to come forward and our three baptismal candidates, if you'd come up. And yes, they're making their way.
Well, for me, this is, like I said, this is such an honor to be a part of this and to come back, and I'm super excited for all three of them. But right before coming up here, I was talking with one of the professors at the school just about baptism, and he gave me an illustration, and it's stuck with me since. And he talked about how baptism is like a wedding ring. And he said, just because you have a wedding ring, if I would take this off, that does not mean that I'm no longer married. Or if I'd put this on one of my children, that does not mean that they are now married. This wedding ring symbolizes that I am in a committed relationship. And so when people see that, I want people to know that I am married and I am in a relationship with my wife. And baptism does not save you, but baptism is the same thing as symbolizing that you are saying that I am one with Christ, that Jesus is my Savior, and that I want other people to know that. And so it's just that really cool thing. So every time, like I said, I look at this ring, I now have another thing to think about. And just that it reminds me of my relationship with Christ as well. But I've asked all three of them if they would share their testimony. And they're a little hesitant at first, but they're willing. And I told them that I wouldn't come up if they wouldn't do it. So I kind of made them do it. So I'm going to let each of them share their testimony, and then we'll go on more. So.
Well, I'm the only one without notes, so buckle up. But I guess I remember from as young back as I can remember that I was always in church and I always really enjoyed it. And so probably around 7, 8, 9, I remember accepting Christ after Pioneer Club one night. And I remember just being really happy about it. But it wasn't really until I started going to youth group. We went on a couple mission trips that I realized that God works in different ways around different places in the world, and that being a Christian doesn't necessarily mean going to church. But going to church doesn't necessarily make you a Christian. And so I guess just all those experiences I've had with youth group and Pastor Andrew that I guess I've realized I'm finally ready to take that next step.
Okay, so mine might be a little bit longer than that. But okay, so my name's Macy. I'm 16 years old, and I go to school at Wolsey Westington. So growing up, I've always had a Christian-based background. You know, both my parents, they love Jesus, and so like that just kind of like rubbed off on me and my siblings. And as a little girl, my mom, she worked in Miller, so I was fortunate enough to go to Deb's daycare. And I remember as a little girl like listening to her play like Casting Crowns music in the living room, and I just remember that being her being like fostering that music into me, and that's just the main reason why I worship. And so, love you, Deb. Don't make me cry. So I know that music is a big part of how I worship, and I can thank you, Deb, for bringing that into my life. So shortly after, my mom worked in Huron at the First United Methodist Church as a Christian ed director. One of the things she got to do is go on missions trips with the youth group, and so that was kind of like a free ticket for me to just, you know, hang out with all the older kids and do some fun things, so I really enjoyed that. And one trip when I was 9, we went to Minneapolis to a homeless shelter. We got to feed these people and really share God's word. And as a 9-year-old girl, that really opened my eyes and showed me that God loves everyone, no matter the situation that they're in. Later on during that trip, we went to a church service, but it wasn't like your typical church service, you know. You're used to like walking in and like reading hymnals or like just singing regular worship songs. But this one, you walked in and you couldn't even hear yourself think. Like, it was so loud. But it was so great, and it was so overwhelming. So during the service, the speaker talked about dedicating your life to Christ. And I remember thinking, man, that's so cool. Like, I want to do that. Like, I want to go to heaven. And so the speaker asked the people to come forward to, like, dedicate themselves to Christ. But I was like, you know, there's a lot of people. I'm little. I'm just going to do it in my seat with my mom. So I did that. And, you know, I was really excited. But, you know, the thing for me, I thought once you have Jesus in your heart, it's just smooth sailing from there. But that's not the case. So now fast forward a few years, it's the summer before I enter sixth grade. Leading up to that point, I still went to church, read my Bible, I went listened to my dad preach, and I attended VBS in camp, and I did it all. But there was still a piece of my heart missing, that was the relationship with Christ. So that summer, I went to Vacation Bible School at the Baptist Church in Woolsey. And what they talked about is having that commitment and having that relationship with Christ. And I remember thinking to myself, I mean, I think I have that relationship, but I wasn't really sure where I was at with my walk with Christ. So that summer, I rededicated my life to Jesus, and it was such a great feeling. I was so excited to take that next step in my faith journey. But like I said, it's not just smooth sailing from there. I still fell down, and I still made mistakes, but I knew that God was right there to pick me up along the way. So as I got older, things started to change around me, and that kind of gave me an excuse to change as well. I still had Jesus with me, but I didn't seem to care as much. He was like my second priority. I really, really loved basketball growing up, and I still do. But when I was in junior high, I wanted basketball to be my number one. So I started to put that and other things before God. And so then at the beginning of my freshman year, I lost a lot of friendships, and school was just really hard for me. All of this stuff that was happening really pushed me away from God. I started to not read my Bible, listen to bad music, say bad things, and it wasn't good for me. I just was not in a good place mentally. I got really far from God, and I started to question my worth and why he would put me through this. I started to really get down on myself and not have motivation to do anything. But it wasn't until later on, January of 2019, where I was selected as the South Dakota Junior Snow Queen. Now, for many of you that know me, you know that I don't really dress up and get all fancy and all that, but this was just way more than that. I got to travel many places and meet so many people, but the one person that had a huge impact on my faith journey was my sister in crown, Aaliyah Steger. She taught me so much about being confident, having motivation, and having self-worth. Because to God, we are beautiful in his eyes, and he made us exactly the way he wants us. And so throughout my reign, I really decided to use my story and what I learned as a platform to continue to show Jesus to everybody. I realized that being a leader is so important, and having Jesus at the center of everything that you do makes everything so much easier. Even though I haven't been going to this youth group for very long, I think it's safe to say that you all are second family to me. And a special thanks to Andrew and his family for being a huge part of my walk with Christ. I can't name a better place to take this next step in my faith journey.
Okay, well, a lot of you guys have already heard my testimony when I did that at Youth Sunday, but I will share it again. So I grew up in this church way back when it was over at the old church. I grew up there, and I went to Sunday school, and I went to church on Sunday every single day, and I also grew up at Debbie's, just like Macy did, and she always had a huge role in my life. When we were there, she always played Christian music, and we always prayed before our meals, and she taught me right from wrong, and most importantly, she taught me about Jesus. I don't remember the exact date of when I asked Jesus into my heart, but I do kind of remember it clearly. I was 6 years old, and we were having communion that day, and the plates were getting passed around, and, you know, I wanted the cookie because it was a snack, but Mom told me, you know, I can't have that because I haven't accepted something bigger in my life. And I knew who Jesus was. I just didn't, like, fully understand what that meant to accept him into my life. And so that night before bed, I prayed with my mom, and I asked Jesus into my heart that night. And I don't really remember this part, but I went up to my mom the next day, and I told her that I felt changed. And she said that was the Holy Spirit working inside me. And from then on, I still went to church. And I went to Vacation Bible School and the Victory Center Bible Camp in Pierre. But it wasn't really until Andrew came and he talked about one Sunday night. He said, "Is this your parents' faith or is this your own faith?" And that really hit hard because if I was being serious, it really wasn't my faith. I was growing in my parents' faith. And so that really stuck because I decided that I needed to make my faith my own and to know why I want to go to church and know my doctrine, what I believe and why I believe it. And that hit hard because I realized that I'm going to college soon and I needed to start making my faith my own and having that personal relationship with Jesus. And now, no matter where life takes me, I know that God has complete control over my life and he is working every day to ensure a future for me. I just need to stay firmly rooted in him, have a servant's heart, and always be a light for others.
Which one of the girls would like to go first? All right, Abby will go first. All right, I'm going to have Pastor Jim come up and help me. I just have one more question for you, Abby. Yeah. So, Abby, why would you like to be baptized? Yeah.
Okay. I want to be baptized because I want to show my family and my church family my foundation in Christ and my dedication to him.
Macy, you get the same question. Why would you like to be baptized?
I would like to be baptized because I believe that this is the next step into my walk with Christ. And like I said, I just can't name a better place and a better person to do it. And I just think that I'm ready for it. So.
To be baptized.
I think I'm definitely ready to take the next step in my faith, and it's an outward expression of how I feel about God, and I think I'm ready for that.